farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
It's time for farmers to register with the Catastrophe Fund, and we'll be providing you with the dates and times to sign up in this edition of Calling Farmers, and later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Njui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
My name Farmer Joe. I'm here one banana farmer from St. Mary. Somebody tell me about this catastrophe fund.
The Jamaica Banana Industry Catastrophe Fund, managed by the Banana Board, was established to provide assistance to commercial banana and plantain farmers in the aftermath of natural disasters. The Catastrophe Fund is a contributory fund. Farmers are required to register annually in order to contribute to their own recovery.
Okay, so I understand why it was set up. But what is it? How it really works?
For the farmer to benefit, he has to suffer a loss of 50% and up. The assessors would go out and assess the extent of damage. So as soon as the assessors gather all this information and the oversight committee would look at it, look in the fund what money we have to spend and out of this, how much we can offer them per acre.
Well, since the chief accountant for the Banana Board, Loris Drisdale, say farmers must contribute to the fund, how much we expect we donate and how often?
Currently it's 1,500 per acre for re-registration. That is the man who was registered last year and come out this year. He would pay 1,500. For the farmer just coming in, he would have asked to pay $2,000 per acre. Also, if he had registered, let's say he registered in 2011, but he did not register in 2012, and he come to do the registration in 2015, he also would pay $2,000 per acre.
So, what we need to register?
He has to have at least 1 acre, and that acre must consist of 500 roots up, not less.
Chief Accountant for the Banana Board with Special Responsibility for the Catastrophe Fund, Loris Drisdale. Registration of banana and plantain growers will commence on Tuesday, January 13. If you do not have all the money to pay up front, the board gives you the option to pay 50% and pay the balance at the end of May. If you pay the amount in full by January 31, you will be eligible for a 10% discount. Mobile registration centers will also be in operation in the following areas: Portland at the Rada Parish Office from January 13 to 15, St. Mary at the Banana Board Office in Trinity from January 13 to 15, St. James at the Rada Parish Office from January 20 to 21, St. Thomas at the Rada Parish Office on January 23, and Kingston at the Banana Board Office from January 2 to 31. Registration for each parish will be conducted each day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The deadline for registration is January 31. For further information, call the Banana Board at 922-5490. And now for our proverb of the day.
If you're not mash ants, you're not find him guts.
Translation: if you do not smash an ant, it is impossible for you to find its guts. And this means it is only when you are closely involved with some persons that you are able to really know them. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. With studio engineer Joa Samuels, I'm Njui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.